Welcome back, or welcome to the Daily Driver Podcast. The purpose here, it's pretty straightforward. In the next 10 minutes max, I'm going to share a story, an experience, perhaps an idea that I hope will help you become a little bit better racer today. I'm Luke Bogacki, and this is the Daily Driver. On last week's episode of The Daily Driver, we talked about memory. And specifically, what are some simple things that we could do to make sure that we remember to do the things in the race car, typically on the starting line, that facilitate success, or at least work to minimize, if not eliminate, the silly mistakes that stand in the way of that success. Today, we're going to look at memory from a little bit different standpoint. And I'm going to start with a quote from Daniel Pink's book titled, When. The quote is this: how a vacation ends shapes the stories we later tell about the experience. As you plan your next vacation, you didn't save all the best for last, but you'll enjoy the vacation more, both in the moment and in retrospect, if you consciously create an elevated final experience. End quote. Again, that's author Daniel Pink and his book, When. In essence, what he's saying here is that our last memory, chronologically, of an experience, more often than not, is the lasting memory of that experience. So let's think about this in racing terms. The vast majority of the time, our last run of the day is a loss. No wonder we have a tendency to dwell on our mistakes and or our misfortune. In the last episode, we talked about the importance of memory from a standpoint of what we wanted or what we needed to remember, ways to check those boxes, or at times to eliminate the human element necessary in remembering, to create systems that make our need to remember trivial things in the race car unnecessary. Today, we turn the page to the aspects of racing that we'd often be better served to forget. In a competitive environment, I would have to agree with Mark Twain's commonly quoted refrain, quote, "The inability to forget is infinitely more devastating than the inability to remember," end quote. Crucial mistakes, costly, untimely mistakes, they have a tendency to stick with us, don't they? Too often we relive them over and over in our minds. We internalize the mistake. We identify with the mistake. And that plays on our confidence. Most of the time, when we step back from it just a little bit, we can see that. But what we rarely see is the subliminal ways that it impacts us. I'll challenge you, take a look back at your logbook, or maybe even log your next practice tree session, because this often shows up. After you red light, immediately following the red light, the next time that you stage, or the next time that you hit the practice tree, are you typically 00? Are you typically red again? Do you follow a red with a red? Because overwhelmingly, in our research, I think you'll find this in your own logbook. You'll find this in practice logs online. You'll see this on run sheets from actual events. Overwhelmingly, odds are that you're not red again following a red light, and that you're not 00 following a red light. No, most of us follow a red light with a late light. And most of us follow a late light with a red light. It's subconscious. We don't think about it, but we're wired to not make the same mistake twice, or at least to not make the same mistake in back-to-back rounds. Only that wiring can be just as debilitating as the opposite. The trick The trick is selective memory. Now, that's a difficult thing to cultivate, but it can be cultivated. Dr. Bob Rotella sums it up best, as Dr. Bob Rotella typically sums it up best. This is from his book. Bob Rotella is a sports psychologist, amazing author, can't recommend him enough. This particular quote is from his book called Golf is Not a Game of Perfect, in which he says, quote, free will enables a golfer to develop the kind of memory that promotes good shot making. A short-term memory for failure, and a long-term memory for success.